Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
If you're an investor or want to be one, you've probably heard that you need the right asset allocation, which is the right mix of stocks, bonds, and cash to achieve your financial goals. That gives you the proper investment growth and income based on your risk tolerance and the period of time that you expect to own your investments. However, a powerful and often overlooked aspect of investing is where you should own your assets, known as asset location. This podcast will explain asset location, how it helps you minimize taxes, and how to find the optimal location strategy for you. Hey, friends, thanks for joining me this week. I'm Laura Adams, an author, media spokesperson, and money speaker. I've been hosting the Money Girl podcast since 2008 with over 42 million downloads. I'm also the founder of The Money Stack, a weekly newsletter and community helping you build your bank account on your terms. When you subscribe for free, you'll get each week's Money Girl podcast, money tips, tools, things I enjoy, and invitations to live educational events and video replays. So I'd love you to sign up at lauradadams.com. And if you're not already subscribed to this podcast, that is the best way to ensure you never miss a weekly episode. And I always love getting your money questions and comments. You can leave them on our voicemail line at 302-364-0308. You can also send me an email using my contact page at lauradadams.com. So let's talk about your investment portfolio asset location. This is an advanced topic, so you know it may not resonate with everyone, but I want to make sure that you just come away with some good takeaways, understanding what location is and how it may benefit you. So your asset location is how you divide up investments in your portfolio among various accounts based on how they'll get taxed. So it's a strategy for taking advantage of the fact that different accounts tax you differently and investments are subject to different taxes. For instance, you may own some investments in a taxable brokerage account where earnings like interest, dividends, and distributed capital gains are taxed annually. And I'll review those taxes in more detail in just a moment. You might own investments in a tax-deferred traditional retirement account like a traditional 401k or traditional IRA. These accounts shelter your pre-tax contributions until you take withdrawals in retirement, which are then taxed as ordinary income. You might also choose tax-free accounts like a Roth IRA if you qualify for them. These accounts allow after-tax contributions to grow and be withdrawn entirely tax-free. Since different accounts and investments have different tax rules, correctly matching them can save a considerable amount of taxes, which is why considering asset location is so important. And I'll give you some specific examples in a moment. First, to fully understand asset location, I think it helps to know how investments get taxed. I'm going to give you a brief overview. I'm not going to make a tax accountant out of you here, but there are two situations when taxes apply to your investments in a taxable brokerage account. The first is when you receive income, such as interest or a dividend that gets added to your account. The second is when you sell an investment for a gain, known as a capital gain. So in the first scenario, interest and dividend income is generally taxed at your ordinary income tax rates. Now, ordinary taxes apply to all income, like your wages, salaries, bonus, commissions, tips, and royalties. For 2024, the rates range from 10% to 37%, depending on your total taxable income for the year. In the second scenario, where you have a gain from selling an investment for a profit, it gets taxed either as a short-term or a long-term capital gain. The short-term capital gain tax applies if you own a capital asset for a year or less, and it's exactly the same as the ordinary income tax rates. But long-term capital gains apply if you own a capital asset for more than a year. They're quite favorable because they're lower than ordinary income taxes. They range from 0 to 20%. That rule encourages investors to hold investments for the long term. I want to note that certain investments have higher capital gains tax rates. For instance, collectibles like coins, rare stamps, and art typically have a long-term capital gain tax rate of 28%. Plus, if you have a high income, you may be subject to the net investment income tax, which is an additional 3.8% that gets added to the capital gains tax. However, you can offset capital gains with any capital losses up to a limit. That helps you reduce your tax liability. And other taxes may apply to certain investments, such as municipal bonds. They're usually tax-free for federal income taxes, but they may be taxable by your state, depending on the state where you live and the state that issued the bond. The takeaway here is that not all taxes are equal. Generally, taxes on ordinary income and short-term capital gains are higher than taxes on long-term capital gains. Okay, so that's how it works when we're talking about a taxable brokerage account. Now, let's talk about how investments get taxed in a retirement account. And as I previously mentioned, and as you likely know, owning investments in a retirement account changes the tax rules. Retirement accounts are so great because they reduce your tax liability. You've got traditional accounts like a traditional 401k or IRA. They allow you to claim a tax deduction for contributions. Your investments grow tax-deferred until you withdraw amounts and then pay ordinary income taxes in retirement. The other primary type of retirement account is a Roth, like a Roth 401k or a Roth IRA if you qualify for one. They don't allow a tax deduction on contributions, but they allow tax-free investment growth and tax-free withdrawals in retirement.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you're on your John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground on your new landscaping project. Next, you're moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever. And now, you're enjoying the warmth of the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand everything you can do with a John Deere compact tractor, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
So now that you understand how investments get taxed in a brokerage, traditional, and Roth accounts, how do you create an optimal asset location strategy to minimize your taxes? Well, it depends on the types of investments you own. For instance, let's say you own bonds. They pay interest and they get taxed at ordinary income tax rates, which, as I mentioned, could be as high as 37% plus a 3.8% surcharge, depending on your income. So locating bonds in a tax-sheltered account, like a traditional or Roth retirement account, is smart. Other investments to consider locating in tax-deferred or tax-free accounts include real estate investment trusts or REITs, mutual funds, and CDs. When possible, investments with relatively high tax rates are best positioned in tax-advantaged accounts. And the opposite is true with a taxable brokerage account, where you want to own investments with relatively low tax rates or tax-efficient investments like tax-free bonds, index funds, and exchange-traded funds or ETFs. If you own stocks in a brokerage, you decide when to sell them and create a capital gain or loss. As I mentioned, the long-term capital gains tax is favorable because it only goes up to 20% if you hold them for longer than a year. But selling stocks after a year or less means paying the higher short-term capital gains rates. So investments with high taxes are best for tax-advantaged accounts, and those with relatively low taxes are best suited for taxable brokerage accounts. As with all tax strategies, your income and tax bracket impacts your potential savings. Asset location is most beneficial if you're in a high tax bracket and you have the three types of accounts I've been covering: taxable, traditional, and Roth. After all, if you only have a taxable brokerage account, you can't do much relocating. So consider a typical investor who owns 70% stocks and 30% bonds spread evenly between their brokerage account and a traditional 401k. If they have the same asset allocation in each account, they have poor asset location. So a better strategy would be owning all their bonds in their tax-deferred traditional 401k and all the stocks in their taxable brokerage. Remember that bonds pay interest, which is subject to higher ordinary income tax rates. And stocks, if you own them for more than a year, are subject to lower long-term capital gains tax rates when you sell them. When it comes to cutting taxes, you can't beat a Roth account because investment growth and withdrawals are entirely tax-free. But not everyone has access to a Roth. If you're fortunate enough to have a workplace Roth, like a Roth 401k or 403b, you can participate no matter your income. However, with a Roth IRA, high earners don't qualify to make any contributions if they exceed an annual income limit. Locating investments in the right places is more of an art than a science because it depends on your financial situation, your assets, your investment holding periods, and the tax laws. Sometimes you might go against the grain of good asset location by keeping high-taxed investments in a taxable account just so you can sell them anytime you want. Remember that taking distributions from a retirement account before age 59 and a half means paying ordinary income taxes on amounts not previously taxed, plus an additional 10% early withdrawal penalty. To sum up, taxes are only one consideration for investors. However, there are some smart strategies that help you avoid paying more than you should. And the less you pay in taxes, the more you can keep invested and working toward your goals. If you're enjoying Money Girl, please rate and review the show in your podcast app. Maybe you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. That is a free way to support the show and let us know you're getting value from each weekly episode. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Gaitchus. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. And our marketing assistant is Cameron Lacey.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.